The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Dan Matthews, a couple minutes with Desmond Howard. We see him every single week on ESPN's College Game Day, and of course with the ESPN crew here, but also too today here with Modelo. We're going to get to that in just a second, but you were in Atlanta last week. You saw the way that game went against Ohio State. That's a Georgia secondary, I'm sure, that probably heard about it all week. I mean, you know, how do you kind of bounce back from that, and how do you kind of prevent that from becoming mental of, man, you know, maybe we got some holes here?
Wow, that's a good question. You got to ask Kirby Smart that question. He has to figure it out, right? Interesting that they didn't have an answer, and that was the most surprising thing. I mean, as I'm watching that game unfold, it was very clear that the Georgia's defensive staff did not have an answer for not only Marvin Harrison Jr., but C.J. Stroud. Just how mobile he was and just how active he was, like they – didn't have an answer. And it was a game that we had Kirby Smart on our show Monday morning on game day, and he talked about how pretty much that guys were really still surprised they won that game because they clearly got outplayed that evening in Atlanta.
And, I mean, for a defense in general that had to replace so much from last year, I mean, does that make it pretty impressive that they played as well as they did this year? But then on the other side, kind of like we saw last week, is it kind of like, well, maybe we could expect to see things like this?
Yeah, I mean, you have to give credit where credit is due. They did have a fantastic season, but, you know, when they went up against one of the best quarterbacks in college football and one of the best receivers in college football, then they got exposed. And that's what happens to teams. I mean, you play against teams and they don't have the same personnel you have. Your Joes are better than their Joes. And then people get this inflated belief about how great you actually are. But then you play against a team where their Joes can match your Joes, and then you see where you actually are when you go up against some of the best. So I think that was a wake-up call for Georgia. Probably the best thing to happen, though, to Kirby Smart. Because when you have a team that's the defending national champs, and sometimes you struggle finding ways to motivate them, for them to win a game that they had no business winning, and now they're in the championship game. Now he can start to watch film and have guys like really dialed in and tuned in, because now, look, this is what can happen to you, you know, if you don't do the things the right way or do things that you're coached to do. And so it's a good thing, because now it adds motivation to them, so to speak. So I think it's good for Kirby and his staff.
It's kind of a coach's dream, right? You get to teach off a win.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? It's an ugly win, and you guys didn't play up to your capabilities. At least we don't think you did. Mm-hmm. And so now we get to make the corrections. We get to see. So now, you know, if you have a team that's just cruising along, they're winning games, it's you know, maybe a little difficult or complicated to get them motivated. Mm-hmm. But now you got their attention.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Desmond Howard here at the College Football Playoff Fan Fest. We're here inside the Modelo area Fan Fest. But just along the same lines we were just talking about right there, twofold. How much do you feel like Georgia needed a win like that, come from behind? Because the last couple of years, they hadn't had to play that style a lot. But the other part of it as well, people would wonder about Stetson Bennett and that offense. How important was that for them to say, oh, if we need to do the shootout thing, we can do it?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, it was really good to see them just continue to fight, you know. But, you know, you expected that, right? I mean, it's like a de facto home game for them. It's in Atlanta. I mean, you kind of expected that. Ohio State, they led, I believe, the whole game until they didn't lead, right, until the very end. So, I mean, it was a very highly competitive game. It was good to see them, you know, fight. But I think that, you know, they are, like, really surprised that they walked away with a victory. They were surprised, yeah.
Is this going to be a – you know, usually when we get national championship games, it's, you know, the five-star against the five-star at quarterback. But yeah. I think kind of the storyline for this one is it's the walk-on. It's the guy that wasn't even the starter. He played himself into it. Yeah. Does that kind of add to the intrigue of this game?
We have some fantastic storylines, right? I mean, you got a guy in Max Duggan who – beginning of the season, wasn't the starter, but he didn't jump into the transfer portal like a lot of people do. You know, he took a different route. His whole mentality was, I'm going to be the best backup quarterback I can be for this team. And then the starter got injured, and he got this opportunity. And next thing you know, he's a runner-up at the Heisman at the end of the season. So great storyline, and obviously we all know about Stetson Bennett's story. A guy who I just look at him as a guy who believes in himself, and he's going to bet on himself. And you always got to root for a guy who bets on himself. So two very good storylines as far as the quarterbacks are concerned. But obviously, like, you know, that's old news for Stetson. Like, he's been there, done that. He's won a national championship, and, you know, now he got another undefeated Georgia team and a national championship again. So it's going to be interesting.
One more for you before we ask you about Modelo, and that is, you know, we hear all the time with college football, oh, it's just the same guys every single year. It's Alabama, it's Ohio State, it's all these others. But how about TCU? I mean, do you think that's kind of showing other programs? No, it's not. You put together the right thing, you can be in this thing.
Yeah, well, you know, Dan, the past couple of years, last year you had Cincinnati, right? Yeah. And you had Michigan in there for the first time, you know, and now you got TCU. And so I think it's good that other teams see that's just not the same old four every year. And they understand that, hey, there's an opportunity. We go out and handle our business, you know, we can potentially get a shot at the college football playoff too.
How about Modelo? What are we doing here today with Modelo?
Yeah, well, Dan, you know that the engine to me, well, the gas for the college football season is the fans. They really drive college football. We talk about the fighting spirit of the players all the time, but how about the fighting spirit of the fans? And because Modelo recognizes how important the fans are to college football, they have the full-time fan contest, right? Uh-huh. And a lot of, you know, just a bunch of fans from all over the country. And then, you know, I do college game day. Yeah. So I travel all over the country, and I see the passion of the fans.
Sure.
And so I really appreciate it. Like, it drives our show. Like, the fans behind us, I mean, live TV for 3 hours outside. Exactly. It drives. It gives us energy. Yeah. And so Modelo, like I said, they're the official beer sponsor of the college football playoff. They recognize that. They acknowledge that. And they want to celebrate it. So they have the full-time fan contest. And a lot of fans submitted, you know, their passionate pleas why they're the most passionate fan, the full-time fan. And we actually got a winner. It's a woman. From Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah, and so her name is Laura, and Laura gets a $100,000 salary.
Wow.
Exactly. Two tickets to the game.
Let's go.
And we get to hang out and talk shop, you know
there
what I mean?
Go.
Yeah, so it's a win-win for everybody.
There we go. I mean, and drinking Modelo, too. That's, you know, summer and spring grilling season.
Yes,
we're coming up here, the fajitas, everything like that. You got burgers and dogs going.
I got it.
The Modelo going. Desmond, hey, really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much. And obviously, I really appreciate your work on ESPN.
And you got the coolest lid, brother. I like that hat.
Appreciate it.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.